We're doing the portion of Pinchas. Now, Pinchas technically can be spelled Pei Nun Ches Samach, Pinchas. Pei Nun Ches Samach. But if you look in the Chumash, Pinchas is spelled Pei Yud Nun Ches Samach. There's a Yud, Pinchas, with a Yud in there. The Zohar says that the Yud was added to the name of Pinchas, an extra Yud. Why was the name Yud? Why did he get the extra letter? Because of his devotion to Hashem, especially when it came to prohibited relationships. Because we saw that Pinchas took the spear and he killed the Zimri ben Solu together with the Midianite women. So he was a very strong zealot, and he was very convinced, and he was very perfect about this particular mitzvah. The Eibishter gave him a Yud. There's also another tzaddik that the Zohar says that he too got an extra letter, and that is Yosef. Now in the Chumash we call him Yosef, Yud Vav Samach Feis. But in the Tehillim, there is a pasuk in Tehillim which says, "Eidus be Yehoisef." Yehoisef, talking about it got an extra hay. And the Zohar says the same thing is true with Yosef HaTzadik. That Yosef also, he was very strong. All the advances that the wife of Potiphar made towards him and tried to entice him, he rejected her and he didn't compromise himself. That got him the letter Hey. These two letters are both named letters in the name of Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei. In essence, Hashem gave them the letters of His name, the name of Yud Kei, which is the first two letters of God's name, because that meant that they were the people that really earned and deserved to have Hashem's name in them because of their display of strength to follow in the ways of Hashem. It is very interesting to see that the Gemara says in Soito, the Gemara says, Ish v'isha zochu shechina shruya b'neihem. A man and a woman that they have, a married couple, that if they have a merit, a zuchus, then the divine rests within them. Because the word ish and the word isha are the same letters. Matter of fact, it's ish. Both is aleph shin, and aleph shin is ish. Sometimes you have fire, fire and fire. The marriage can be a very fiery relationship. But if you have ish, you have the yud in between the Aleph and the Shin by the man, and you have the Isha, you have the Hey at the end of the word of the Isha, so then you have together, you have Yud Kei, you have the God's name, that means you have the divine of it, then you have the divine presence, you have Yud Kei. If they have a Zuchus, then they built such a home in which you have the Yud Kei, you have Hashem's divine presence resting and living amongst the Jewish people, that home. That was Yud Kei. So again, you see the letters of Yud Kei. It's very interesting. In the parsha also, Rashi brings down, by when we count all the different tribes, it says, Lechanoich Mishpachas Hachanoichi. All the time, there's always Hachanoichi. In other words, there's always an extra Hey, and there's always an extra Yud. The Hey in the beginning, and the Yud in the end. L'zerach Mishpachas Hazarchi. Every name has the Hey and the Yud. What does this mean? Rashi explains. Because the nations of the world were taunting the Jewish people, and they said to them, why are you saying that you are children of your parents, that your father, that your mothers had you from your fathers? Look, the Egyptians controlled your lives. They made you work. So if they could control and dictate you your lives, and you were slaves over there, so they must have also controlled the women, the Jewish women, and they said to the Jewish people that you're not even children of your fathers for what you think you are. You may be children of Egyptian men. And that's why Hashem placed the word Hey and the Yud, his name, these two letters of Hashem's name, the Hey and the Yud, saying that I testify that God bears witness. He says, Kay and Yud, my name is in front in the end. I say that these are the children. Chanoich, ha-chanoichi, Yud Kay tells you, yes, it is actually that family. Zerach ha-zarchi, Peretz ha-parzi. Every time for each one, there is the Hey and the Yud, which tells us that this is really, Hashem is testifying for them. The only exception, Rashi says, is the name Yimna. Because Yimna, Rashi points out right away, because Yimna has already within the name itself, it has the Yud and the K. The Sars Yimna is a Yud in the beginning and a Hey at the end. So it does need to have. By all the other Shvatim, the Hey is in the beginning and the Yud is in the end. So it's, but over here, by Yimna, you have the Yud in the beginning and the Hey in the end in the name itself. So that alone is a testimony. All these things show us that these special letters of Yud and Hey are the name of Hashem, and they were the special letters that were also given over to Pinchas and also given over to Yosef HaTzadik. And that shows that one of the big challenges sometimes, especially in the world we live today, is very difficult for people to keep their minds clean, to keep their eyes from seeing what they should not see. We're tempted in various different ways. And we always have to remember, we have to put the Yud and the K before us. We have to know that Hashem is everywhere. He watches over us. And if we overcome and we are stay strong and we don't fail, we work hard and we stay strong, then we should know that we have Hashem with us. Then we have the Yud and the K, we have God's name. That means that we have Hashem's support with us, and we become fitting vehicles to also to receive Hashem's blessings and Hashem's help in everything that we do.